Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. That's a wonderful thing. And be not entangled again, you heard what I said again? With the yoke of bondage.
We was one time.
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. You're not living under that law anymore. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. If you're circumcised, you keep it all. You can't do it. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are what?
Fallen
from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by what? Faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaveneth leaveth a whole lump. Brother Junior knows a whole lot about this. He used to drive a truck. How many times did you get a big piece of pipe, Brother Junior, to throw the binders or whatever? You need a little leaveneth. You need leverage. A little leaveneth leaveth a whole lot. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? I would that they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, I see this, Brother Junior, taking place so much. Take heed that you be not consumed one of the other. You see it everywhere, Brother John. Our United Baptist brother have split so much. And they're good brethren, Brother Greg. I'm not talking about them. You can hardly recognize them anymore. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, that you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Those that are led of the Spirit don't live under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. Now listen, that's what I want to read here. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the times past, that they which do such things shall not, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another of envy and one another. People today, we walk after the Spirit.
Absolutely.
We do not walk after the flesh, Brother Junior. We do not do this. I walk after the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God leads me. I don't always entrust in it, because Brother Bob, I just told you, the flesh warreth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. As long as you have this natural body, Brother John, about you, Brother Roger, you're going to have problems. There's a thing going around today, Brother Fred, that the people are teaching him. Even you see today, I read today and studied today, they are men who preach the gospel, who lay in wait. Just like a cat stalking, Brother Junior. They lay in wait. It's a fact. They call themselves preachers, Brother Roger, but they lay in wait like a cat stalking up their prey, waiting to get you. You think the Bible don't speak of it? It does, Brother Fred. It speaks of these men, Brother Junior. They lay in wait for you, for their own gain and for their own personal, what they can get out of you. They don't care about your soul. They don't worry about your soul. But like Brother Junior said here Sunday, I watched Brother Charles Stanley preach about the plan of salvation, about the godly sorrow, Brother Junior. He was right on the line. He didn't miss it one bit. He told them exactly where it was at and how it was. But there's people today that are doing anything for their own gain and for their own sake today. Mostly for the filthy lucre's sake. That's what they're doing today. But I want you to understand today that Christ has called preachers in this world preaching the gospel. And if they've never been called, Brother Junior, they're not preaching today. And I would venture to say, like Brother Fred said, most of them are not even called. They call themselves. And there's a thing going around today among the preaching, the evangelist, TV evangelists mostly today, a lot of them saying, if you've got Christ in you, then you can heal yourself, Brother Junior. They're talking this stuff. That's how they're going around, Brother Fred. They're saying that today, because you have Christ, that you can heal yourself because He's in you. They're leaving Him totally out of the picture, Brother Junior. If He's in you, I know that He's able to do all things. But the Bible says that He's able to do all things that what? Through Him. Everything that I give unto His hands, He's able to do. But if you don't give it over to Him, Brother Roger, you will never be healed. You'll never be made alive today. I know that Brother Junior, in here, I think I read or listened today, where they laid in wait for Peter to come by, that maybe even his shadow would overshadow them and heal them. You talk about the power of God, Brother Junior, being in that today, of great power of that even the shadow of Peter would overshadow them and heal them. Brother, I'm telling you today that these men had power. Brother Paul, they had power, but God gave them that power. They did not have that power within themselves unless God would give it to them. That's the way it is, Brother Brother Greg, today. And no man, Brother Doc, has that power to heal no man. I don't care who he is or where he come from, Brother Fred. And today, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. But if Christ don't strengthen you, you cannot do anything, Brother Greg. That's the way it is today. Some may not like that, Brother Fred, but I want you to know. And today He is number one in my life today. Without Him, I'm nothing. Without Him, you're nothing. I see people saying today, and I don't care who they are, and we're going to let Brother Greg come. But I want you to know, I see people today, and medical doctors and all kinds of professions. But I've seen some medical doctors will come and tell you that they did not do it. They thank God for their ability that God gave them, but that God had to do the healing. God had to do the healing. If there's anybody today, Brother Junior, any medical doctor, whatever he may be, if he's anything to him at all, he will tell you that God done the healing. Because that's who does it, Brother Greg. They cannot heal anybody. If any man today will ask of God, and it's God's plan, God will heal you. But I want you to know today that there's things in this world. I watched yesterday about the ark. I've watched it many times on the History Channel. Brother Fred, of how they were searching for the ark. They weren't searching to prove it. They're searching to disprove it. That's what they're searching for. And they went, Brother John, I'm not going to feel like preaching tonight, but I wanted to talk a little bit. They searched, and many scientists had many theories on it, Brother Greg. I've watched this story many times. Brother Fred watched it many times. It's interesting. It's really interesting to watch this. And some said, well, I found it. Some said, I found it. Some said, I found it. Nobody's ever found it.
Nobody's ever found it yet.
I do believe that it existed. They even tried to explain, Brother Dan, how long it would have took him to build it, and how he didn't have the tools to build it, and how he didn't have all this, and how he didn't have the capabilities to build it. And I thought to myself, how dumb could you really be? How dumb could you really be? God spoke this world into existence, Brother Junior. He could have spoke that boat into existence if he'd have wanted it to. He could have spoken it into existence, Brother Jim. These people are trying to scientifically prove that he could not have done it.
They don't know what they had back then.
They didn't have no idea what he lived in, what kind of tools they had. They don't have no idea. They showed that well, he had had a steamer to shrunk these, made these bows in this wood. He'd had to have a steamer to put these wood in this boat and to steam them and to make them go this way and make them go that way. All these things they said. They may have had, I'll tell you what, God would give him everything that he needed. Give him everything he needed to do that, build that boat. And he built it. But when they come to the conclusion, when it come down to the end, Brother Bob, here's what they all said. Yeah, we all believe. We all believe this. We all believe that, yes, there was a great flood upon this earth one time. They all have to believe that. You know why they have to believe that? Because they can't disprove it, Brother Jim. They said, yes, there was a great flood on this earth, because on top of this mountain we found fish fossils. We found mussels. We found all these things. And we know that this earth was covered with water. But yet they don't believe the other part. They don't believe it. There's some things, Brother Junior sitting here talking about a board, Bowen. You lay it out in the sun, it'll turn every which way in the world. If you get it the right way, it'll turn this way you want it to turn. It'll do these things. So God had a plan for all these things. And I believe, Brother Greg, I believe there was an ark. I believe that Noah. And I believe that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Somebody said, well, there was no grace until the grace covenant come. There was, Brother Junior. There was. It was grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I'm going to be honest with you, people. Sometimes I can preach and sometimes I can't. Sometimes I like to talk, Brother Junior. That's just the way it is. And when God blesses me to preach, I preach. If He don't, I sit down. That's the way it is. And I love you all very much. Love you all very much. But listen, folks, we're going to leave this earth.
Yep.
We're going to leave this earth.
We are.
Some die young, some die old. I don't know why, Brother Fred. I don't know why some people are healthy, some people are not. I don't understand all these. I don't have the answer for all these things. I don't know. All I know is that sin brings on all bad things.
Sin will bring on
all bad things. I've seen people that I thought myself, Brother Greg, that lived the best life I've ever seen in my life. You could not spot their life, Brother Junior. I've seen people live that life. You couldn't spot their life. And they were sick all the time. I've seen that. You couldn't spot their life. They were perfect as far as you could tell. I've seen the best of preachers that I thought was the finest preachers on earth, Brother Greg, died early in life. Why, I don't know. I don't understand all these things. But God knows all these things. I'll sit with Mom and she'll say, how in the world can somebody be 104 years old and keep doing what they're doing? I'm 87 or 86 and I can't do nothing. I said, Mom, I don't know all the answers. I don't know all the answers. But this I do know, Brother Jim, when God calls my name, I'm going home. I'm going home to heaven to be with Him. And all these things that we worried about all these years, Brother Fred, it'll all be over with, Brother Junior.
Yep. I'll be gone.
May God bless you and keep you. And I just done the best I could. And didn't really try to enter out in preaching, but I want Brother Greg to come and say some things. And